to me, the award is more than just football. I mean, it's about being a good person.
That's exactly what the prestigious Brian Piccolo Award is all about.
A legendary award and from a legendary person and a legendary organization.
The award is given to one rookie and one veteran each season who best exemplifies the courage, loyalty, teamwork, dedication, and sense of humor of the late Brian Piccolo. Piccolo signed as a free agent with the Bears after going undrafted in 1965. He was told he was too small to play in the NFL. But Piccolo was a fighter who unfortunately lost his battle with cancer in 1970 at just 26 years old. Voted on by their teammates, Zach Miller and Adrian Amos were this year's recipients.
When you're viewed by your peers as an award winner or somebody that, you know, that they see fit to win an award like that, means a lot.
It's special to be recognized, just, you know, solely because my teammates are the ones who voted. They're the ones that voted on it, so they had to feel some type of way to put my name down on the paper. So I'm grateful for that.
You know, Adrian Amos started every game as a rookie, and I think that in itself is very, very exemplary. And then Zach, you know, I think for all he went through in his career and to have the kind of season he had last year for the Bears, again, a great recipliant.
Oh! Get the catch into the end zone! Zach Miller, touchdown! Touchdown, Bears!
You know, that catch on Monday night that I had was so special to me, and that feeling that you get standing in the end zone with your friends and your teammates in an opposing stadium, you know, with our fans cheering is something that, you know, I'll never forget, and you always want more of it. So I'm going to continue to strive, you know, to get better every day and hopefully carry on into the season.
Zach overcame several injuries to make that catch on Monday Night Football. His perseverance is another characteristic of Brian Piccolo.
If you want to do it, you do it. I never wanted to give up playing football, and I had an end goal in mind, and I worked on a daily basis to make it happen, and you just got to, you know, put your head down and work through it.
You shared today with rookie Adrian Amos. What can you say about him?
Adrian is a great player. See, I got a story about him. Training camp, early on in training camp, you know, he was dealing with a shoulder injury, and I think they were kind of getting on him about not, you know, maybe protecting himself or whatever. We're doing a 9-on-7 drill, and I was coming off the edge, and he came down and absolutely smoked me. Snot popped out of my nose. I was like, oh, my God, we don't ever need to do that ever again. He's like, man, they're on me, man. I gotta bring it. So, you know, he's going to grow. He's going to be a great player in the league for a long time.
In camp, you know, it'd be hot, and you get a little angry. So, you know, I came downhill one time, and I didn't know it was Zach. Zach just happened to be the person there at the time. So, you know, I tried to just give him a little something.
Former Brian Piccolo Award winners also attended the ceremony at Hallis Hall to welcome Adrian and Zach to the prestigious list that started in 1970.
I'm very honored. You know, it's one of those things where it would be a lot of intangibles really is what this award is about. It's not if you're drafting the first round, if you're drafting the last round. It's really what you did to help the team win.
Everybody's deserving, and everybody that they pick, they resemble Brian in every way possible. I was the first running back to win it, so it really felt great. It made me feel special.
Roland Harper.
Being back at Hallis Hall took the alumni on a trip down memory lane. For Roland Harper, there is one moment that will always stand out.
Out rushing Walter. One game. I had 144 and he had 124. One game. And that was probably my best memory because it never happened again.
Congratulations to Zach and Adrian. Very deserving.
I'm pretty sure Zach is at home like this. Hey, how you doing, everybody? It's number 86 on the field, but number one in your heart.
Oh, that was creative.
Zach Miller. Kisses to everyone.
He
you get a kiss. You get a kiss. And you get a kiss.
All right.
Who does that celebration?
I don't know. Zach,
you know, kisses
apparently.
Kisses to everybody.
But we're done ripping on him for this segment.
I'm not.